The latest on that failed missile test by North Korea. And a surprise, the government was forced to admit the setback on state TV. ABC's Martha Raddatz tracking it from Washington. Martha, the Pentagon and all of Asia on high alert for this test, but it turned out to be another dud.
A total dud. It was all over so quickly, George. That rocket was only airborne for 81 seconds. The missile lifted off with no sign of trouble, but right after the first stage booster rocket, which pushes the rocket higher and faster, the missile just broke apart in flight. The debris fell into waters about 100 miles west of Seoul, South Korea. It was over.
It sure was, Martha. And there's a lot of concern now, though, that to make up for the embarrassment, North Korea is going to plow ahead and actually try to test a nuclear bomb.
That is a concern. It's the first time ever that the North Koreans have acknowledged the failure of a rocket, so that was a big surprise to the administration. But there were already fears that the North Koreans would try to test another nuclear device, this time a uranium device. So everyone is bracing themselves for that development, George. They do not think this is over yet.
And the administration was hoping to have a new era with North Korea now that they have a new leader. They were offering food aid if North Korea didn't test this missile. Now that's completely off.
Yes, they basically completely reneged on this deal. So this is an embarrassment for the administration as well, but everyone is moving onward and looking to that nuclear device test, which they think will come in the next few weeks.
Okay, Martha Raddatz, thanks very much.